is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 11th of November, 2017. It was on this date, 1926, the United States numbered highway system was established. One of the most famous of the new numbered highways was Highway 66 from Chicago all the way to Los Angeles, built following a patchwork of old wagon trails from around the time of the Civil War. John Steinbeck immortalized Route 66 with his Grapes of Wrath, story of Dust Bowl refugees, and Jack Kerouac's character, Sal Paradise, traveled the highway in his novel On the Road. Other highways included the Lincoln Highway from New York to San Francisco, the Dixie Overland from Savannah to San Diego, the Theodore Roosevelt Highway from Portland, Maine to Portland, Oregon, and the Jackson Highway from Chicago to New Orleans. It's the birthday of the man who said the arts are not a way to make a living. They are a very human way of making life more bearable. Practicing an art, no matter how well or badly, is a way to make your soul grow. And that was Kurt Vonnegut Jr., born on this date, Indianapolis, 1922, best known for his book Slaughterhouse-Five, based on his experience during the famous bombing of Dresden during World War II. He had worked as a police reporter in Chicago, studied for his master's in anthropology, started an auto dealership, writing short stories in his spare time. His first novel came out in 1952, Player Piano, in which a band of revolutionaries try to destroy machines they believe are taking over humanity. And it's the birthday of Fyodor Dostoevsky, born Moscow, 1821, on this date. One of seven children, father, alcoholic. His mother died when he was young. He trained to become an army engineer, but decided to become a writer instead. He became a socialist, and because of that, he was arrested, spent 8 months in solitary confinement, sentenced to death. He was marched outside to be shot, but as he was waiting for the guns to fire, he was told that his sentence had been commuted to exile in Siberia, where he spent 8 years there, four of them doing hard labor. Came back from Siberia with a new commitment to writing, and he set out to write some of the great classics of Russian literature, including Notes from Underground, Crime and Punishment, The Idiot, and The Brothers Karamazov. Fyodor Dostoevsky, who said, "There is no subject so old that something new cannot be said about it." Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry, a poem of thanks. "I have been spared another day to come into this night as though there is a mercy in things mindful of me. Love, cast all thought aside, I cast aside all thought. Our bodies enter their brief precedence, surrounded by their sleep. Through you I rise, and you through me, into the joy we make, but may not keep." A poem of thanks by Wendell Berry from his collected poems, published by North Point Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Staples, with copy and print solutions for business, including color copies and presentations, booklets, signage, and more. In stores or at staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.